We are activating your unique self-discovery one show at a time. The Orchard of Wisdom Self-Discovery Podcast are at your fingertips, just waiting to inspire and invite you in discovering just how awesome you really are and how to navigate through life in joy, enrichment, personal abundance, in mind, body, spirit, heart, and soul. All the people we bring you are here to serve you on your journey of life. Do enjoy our next show. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Sarah's View of Life, right here on Self-Discovery Media. I'm your host, Sarah Troy. What we seed and water and nurture is what is going to grow. So what if we decided for an entire week, we really looked at the seeds that we were planting in our life and really watered and nurtured them, not tugging at their roots, not oversaturating them, but just giving them enough love and space to grow? What would happen? Imagine an entire week with no negativity, no news, no negative people around you, just you and positive affirmations. Maybe blogging every day, everything you were grateful for today. Every single day, doing something in a personal gratitude for what you have in life, not what you think you don't have. Imagine how it would change the psyche within you, how it would change the chemistry within you, how it would calm you down, give you clarity, and show you a way forward that really is creative and productive. But you would have to commit to an entire week of no negativity, no violence, no being around people that you know rub you the wrong way, but taking that time to truly and honestly see everything in the world that is to be grateful for and plant those seeds of gratitude, of abundance, of enrichment, water and nurture them. We are saturated by negativity, which leads to violence. Violence doesn't just come out of somebody for no reason, unless maybe they're a psychopath. But really, it is, we're provoked, we're prodded, we get exasperated, we reach our limit, and then we explode, and it comes out violently. We're seeing that very evidently in many places. America, every single day, a shooting. Here in Canada, we're beginning to see that kind of violence. Japan banned guns. Somebody made one and shot their president, an ex-president. It's the violence is getting out of control. And that's because we are out of control. So how do we get ourselves back in sync, back on track? We do it by looking at all that we are capable of doing, all that we truly want to do, and by watering, seeding those beautiful seeds of possibilities and hope. Gratitude is something that people take for granted. You woke up today, didn't you? Do you have food in your belly? Are you able to listen to this? Can you put a smile on your face? There you go. You see, you are in control of your life. You can't always know what happens to you or stop what's happening to you because stuff happens. But how you react to it is up to you. I know, you know, first reactions are to be angry and why me and feel the pain of it, etc. But when you take that breath and go, okay, it could have been worse. Or yes, this is really, really bad, but I know I have the ability, the skills and the tools to handle this. And how are you going to handle that, whatever happens to you? First and foremost, take a breath. Take three deep breaths. What happens when we hit an obstacle, especially if it's a violent one or a catastrophic one? We immediately shut down our breath, our body tenses up, everything goes into panic mode, and we cannot have clarity in that moment. So if something happens to you, yes, you're in shock, angry or something, but try and take a breath. Three deep breaths. Align your spine. Let the chakras be in alignment and look at it and go, what have I got the empowerment to do about it? Many of the times we go into panic, we go into overload, we go into trauma because we don't know how to handle it. It's something that's so invasive to our existence. And we see this around the world right now. Imagine the people in Ukraine. Imagine they are the third world countries in a way. Their homes have been washed away, or earthquakes have taken them, or the powers that be, and I'm talking politicians, have taken all their money and leaving them without anything, where there is violence all the time. We see this all the time. And it's like, how do we manage it? How do we turn the tide? Well, we have to turn the tide by taking responsibility of our own actions. Don't be reactionary. Have a good response. And if you can't have a good response, have no response. Somebody says something to you, go, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you? Mm-mm. We've all been there and done that. Did it benefit anyone? Did anyone at all get anything good out of it? No, just more frustration, more hate, more divide, more pain. So why go that route? Instead, take the breath. Take the breath. This person is dumping on you right now. Why? You could be very calm, cool, and collected. Then you can simply ask them, what really is the issue here? And if they still go on a rampage, you can say, I wish you well. I wish you healing. When you calm down and wish to have a conversation, I'll be there, but I cannot be here for this. My mom used to give me two sayings. It took me a while to understand. One was, the value you place on yourself is the value you're taken for. So if you have a low self-esteem and low value of yourself, believe me, that's what they're going to take you for. So rise up to your own beautiful inner value and be that beautiful soul you are. And then you will match that vibration with other beautiful souls. The other thing she told me, that when somebody is picking on you, have a blank face or be doing something. And when you know they're finished, turn around and go, oh, I'm sorry. Were you talking to me? I was too involved or too engrossed in this. I didn't hear you. And do it with a smile. They're trying to get a rise out of you. You dismissing that. I didn't hear you. I didn't choose soon. Of course you did. You heard every word, but you're not going to rise to the bait. Instead, you're just going to say, I'm sorry, I didn't hear a word you said. I was too busy doing this or paying attention over there. I had to do that a lot in my youth because I got picked on a great deal. Being asthmatic, not being able to do some of the things the other kids could do, just being different altogether, you know, being that spiritual person, it always put a target on my back. And I did use many, many a time when people were picking on me, I put a blank stare on my face. I could even be looking at them with a blank stare. And when they were all finished, kind of come into focus and say, oh, I'm sorry, I was tuned out. Were you speaking to me? It infuriated them. It infuriated them that they thought that I hadn't heard. It infuriated them that they didn't get a rise out of me. But it did lead them to leaving me alone most of the time. Anger, frustration, pain, anguish, violence all comes out of us not being able to articulate how we feel, being saturated and drowning in the misery of the world, feeling that there is no hope to turn to. And we're in that mindset. So how can we ever, ever heal? Well, you have to choose. You have to choose that at some point you're going to say, no more, no more. I've been there. I've done that. I sent memos to all of my friends. Sorry, I can't be here for you. I'm having to be here for myself. And I had to go down that road of healing. I had to shut everyone out and just tune into myself and let myself free, let myself heal. And there were people I had to say goodbye to. Because the more I distanced myself, the more I realized how toxic they were. And there were aspects of myself I had to say goodbye to and become that stronger person that I knew was in there, but I would never let out because I was allowing these things to happen to me. No more. I have a very, very small circle of friends and numerous beautiful colleagues and people that follow us here, and some wonderful, good vibrational people out there. But in my inner circle, I can count on one hand. I have become rather secluded out of choice because I can't be around that pettiness and that anger and that meanness anymore. Or the, I'm only going to be your friend for what I can get out of you. And, you know, don't need that either. It took me a long time to be comfortable with myself. And now I quite enjoy my own company. You don't have to be there, though. But I do ask you to be selective of the people that are around you. Are they good for you? Do you feel uplifted when you're in their company? Do you feel enlightened? Is this somebody that you would drop everything at the drop of a hat and go and help? Or are you just befriending this person because you feel you have to, or obligation, or family member even? Where is that value upon yourself if you are sacrificing yourself for other people who don't even appreciate you? Where is that value of self? Please place that value upon yourself and say, this is the frequency and the wavelength in which I wish to discuss. Come rise up to me. We'll have a wonderful discussion. I'm not coming back down there. If people still wish to wallow and swallow the misery of the world and make no effort to come out of it, then what can we do? Now, I know there's a great deal of mental health disorder going on right now. I have an entire series, Mental Health Awareness, where we discuss many mental aspects. And anxiety and depression are very, very high right now. So, what are we going to do about it? Well, anxiety and depression is the overload of bad negativity. It literally shatters your nerve endings. It shatters the core of you. You go down that rabbit hole and it's so hard to come back out. So you literally need the ray of sunshine. You need the uplifting music. You need the people around you that are filled with joy. You need to change your mindset, your eyeset, into seeing all the beauty, not the destruction and the misery. It requires us to change our focus, to redirect in a different direction that serves our beautiful psyche and calms us down, erases the anxiety, removes the depression, and allows us to be meaningful and purposeful and move forward in that gratitude and that light of knowing there are better days. I am not talking at the top of my hat. I have been there many times. Depression has been one of my followers since I don't know when. Anxiety I've dealt with my entire life. But at some point, I had to take charge. And I had to say no more. And I had to find the instruments that helped me. Yes, certain medications, lots of various nutritionals, yes. But music for me is the thing that resets me. I never know what music is going to do it. Sometimes I just go to YouTube and start playing, and there'll be something there that goes in and resets me. We have to understand that music is a frequency, and various tones can match the tones in your body and reset that equilibrium. That's why music is so utterly healing. But it could be that you are an energetic person. That swim in water, that conduit of that water is so healing. Going for a mountain climb, being at the top of the mountain, and just seeing the beauty of the world around you. Walking in the forest and allowing the trees to speak to you, because believe me, they do. All those things you can do in nature that could be a part of the healing process. But it does mean you've got to participate in your own life. You've got to say no more negativity. You've got to say, I am going to seek the things that are going to bring joy to me. It is very important that you take charge of your own life. And if at the present moment you feel, I just don't know how, then I ask you to listen to these shows we've put together where we do talk about the problems. And we do talk about the solutions, excuse me. There is always an answer, folks. We've just got to be prepared to listen, to apply, and to give it our all. Do you want to stay in that frantic, anxious, depressive, angry state of being? Because it eats you up from the inside out. It devours you until you've become a miserable, violent, bitter, horrible, glum human being. And we see that all too much. There are so many people that only feel good when they're pulling somebody else down, only feel good when they can talk about the misery, and their misery is more than everybody else's. They don't want to take responsibility or accountability for their own life. They don't want help to come back up into the light and be that ray of sunshine for someone else. They like being miserable. They like being destructive. We can't do anything for those people, not until they, of free will, decide they've had enough. And very often, they get so caught up in that rabbit hole, they have no way out. Please don't be one of them. There are various nutrients like B12, taken 3 or 4 times a week, or maybe even initially every day, and then 3 or 4 times a week after that. That helps you. The vitamin D with magnesium at night is wonderful. It's really good for your body. It helps you sleep. Various other nutrients, MSN, I take quite a number of nutritionals to help me. I do have an antidepressant that I take. It's a very low dose. I take it when that rabbit hole is beginning to open and the music's not doing it. And that's very rare that I need to take that. But every now and again, there's a surge of pain and anguish out there in the world that I can't deal with. And I need help, and it just helps me get through. But also, as I said, music. Being around my wonderful grandson, a 15-month-old, constantly in discovery, just a bundle of love. Being around people who are love, being around people where song is their dance, be around the happiness. There are so many people that are joyful, that are happy, that don't feed the misery all the time, that have chosen to be the uplifters, to live life in the exuberance. Be amongst them, please. I know you're saturated. I know you just can't take any more bad news. No more shootings, no more deaths, no more starvation. They talk, there's a recession coming. Oh God, no, no, there's a recession coming. Whatever comes, comes. You can survive it, maybe even thrive it with the right attitude and the attitude of gratitude. I promise you, you can. And in these times, that's where we really discover the strength. We really discover our abilities. We really discover how awesome we really are. So please plant those seeds of positivity, water them, nurture them, and don't let any of the negativity come anywhere near them. Switch off the news, walk away from negative people. If you're in a very negative job, it's time to change. It's 8 hours a day in a negative job around negative people will destroy you. Please put yourself first. Mental health is not a joke. Mental health, if the mind is in trouble, it means the heart is in trouble. It means the body's in trouble. We have to look at the ways that we can look at life differently, that we can ignite our heart. Our soul cannot speak for a closed heart. And if all that what's going on in the world closes your heart down, you are hurting yourself. The soul is your wisdom, your divine wisdom. And it speaks through that open heart in such loving, trustful resonance. And it lifts your spirit into action. And your mind will know what it needs to know when it needs to know it. That is knowingness. Don't close your heart off, please. I know all you're feeling is pain right now, but don't close your heart, please. Plant those loving seeds, those seeds of an abundant heart, water and nurture. Encourage the growth and let them grow at their own rate. Because when they come into bloom, they're your seeds that are in bloom. What an accomplishment, what an achievement, what a wonderful thing you've just done for yourself. You decided to feed the possibilities, not the negativities. And in doing so, you are in full bloom. The choice is yours. Here in selfdiscoverymedia.com, we have many people with many skills and techniques to help you through this journey, whatever it is. TheOrchardOfWisdom.org has the mentors for you with their programs that can help you. You are not alone. Even if it's just listening to a few podcasts, I do my own show every week on Self-Discovery Media. I interview people on 17 other genres, 17 other topics, from people from all over the world, and they've all walked that walk. They've all been there. They know what it's all about. And they're there for you now, because you are not alone. But please, turn off the negativity around you. Open your heart. And how you open that heart is being around people that are pure love. Children, animals, nature. Bring that smile to your face, that smile that warms your heart, and be engaged with your spirit action in doing something for yourself that's going to bring about that equilibrium, that sense of peace. And then you'll be able to step into productivity that will really serve you and serve others in a light that is truly bright. I wish you all well, and I do hope that you do listen to some of these shows and all the beautiful people that have been there and the skills and tools that they use today. And I do hope that you place that value upon yourself and switch off from all the negative people, negative environment, and say, I have to heal myself. If they condemn you or they drop you, so be it. Even if it's a family member, so be it. Because you are nothing if you're broken. How can you serve anyone else? How can you be there for anyone else? How can you be there for you? So start putting your pieces back together. Open up your heart. Let your soul in. Let your spirit get into action. Let your mind have that clarity in which direction you want to go in. And let the love in. For love heals everything. Until next time, folks. Bye for now. We hope that you enjoyed the show. Find all of our shows on selfdiscoverymedia.com under podcasts or selfdiscoverymedia/shows. And for all our current shows, go to What's New. We are supported by you, the audience. You'll see a nice big shiny blue button for one-time donations or follow us on Patreon, and you will be able to support us there. We enjoy bringing you such wisdom. And the next show will be up in just a moment.